Viral Cast, the number one podcast for movie viral news. I'm Nick Butler, editor-in-chief of MovieViral.com, and I'm joined by MovieViral.com contributor Matt and FuseFilm.com's executive editor, Kevin Call. How you guys doing?
Fine.
Great,
okay. So, what are we going to talk about first?
I can review Harry Potter.
Go ahead, Matt.
Harry Potter.
Oh, and the Half-Blood.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Matt, is this going to be spoilers?
For those that... So, like, yeah, everyone's already seen.
Are you going to say Dumbledore dies or not?
Well, yeah.
Wow. Way to go, dude. You totally just blew it.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
This is a viral show. Like, if you don't know already, you should be listening to
this
show.
That's true. If you don't know, that's sad if you haven't seen Harry Potter yet.
Or read the book, or flip to the end, like
right,
what
yeah,
I
no.
did.
Okay, everyone knows about it because they've all seen the YouTube videos of the guys going around telling the people buying the book that Dumbledore died. So
I totally was one of those guys.
I wanted to be one of those guys. I saw it after. I go, that's a great idea, and now I hope.
Yeah,
no one
we did
does
it for the seventh. We did it for the seventh book and dressed up like Death Eaters and started going da 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 dies, and you know, I'm not gonna tell you. Obviously.
I hope no one does that for Dan Brown's book, The Lost Symbol.
I will be really pissed because I'm really super excited about that book.
I am like, I'm so excited. I already pre-ordered two books. I don't know why.
Nice.
I'm going to read it twice.
Well done.
Okay, Matt, go ahead. We should probably review Harry Potter now.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince is an alright movie. It's better than the last two, which I absolutely hated. And it's a semi-return to The Prisoner of Azkaban, which is definitely my favorite of all the Potter films.
Can we preface this, Matt, with you haven't read the books, correct?
Oh, no. I read all of them except for... I didn't finish Half-Blood Prince, and I haven't touched Deathly Hallows yet, but I'm planning on it.
All right. Okay. That's all I need
not,
to know.
I have not read the books.
Okay. But I've read books 1 through 5, and then I stopped. Proceed.
Prisoner of Azkaban was my favorite book, and it was my favorite movie, so it's very nice to get a film that's kind of similar to that.
Yeah.
And it's definitely nowhere near the first two, as in filmmaking and choreography. And the only one that is kind of similar to is Azkaban, which I already said, but it feels like a departure from the last two, which were a little... too dark, in my opinion, for a Harry Potter film. But
right.
I wish... Well, there's one thing that's sorely missing from the film, and that's Voldemort, played by Ralph Fiennes, I believe.
Yep.
Well,
he is...
Ralph Fiennes, or however you want to...
Yeah. Well, he's nowhere to be found in the movie, except for one little quick cut. It was in one of the memories or something when he's coming out of the bowl. But overall, it's a good movie. I suggest you check it out. Rent it if you haven't seen the others. And if you haven't seen the others, I suggest you watch them. Catch up. And
well, you know, being... I'm not a big Harry Potter fan. I didn't read the books. I see the movies because, you know, they're pop culture, I guess you could call it. I don't even know. But, I think after five, this is the sixth movie, right? After five movies, to me, they've all seemed like they just kind of are the same thing over and over. Obviously, the plot's different, but it's the same I've got a wand thing, and it is. It's the same little spells, and I guess in the you all know what's going to happen. It's not...
But Hermione gets hotter and Dumbledore dies.
And he gets
gayer,
too.
This is very, very true. And you know, I think that there's a lot of merit to that. I think Hermione being hot is just...
That was by chance. That
natural growth that I like to see in a franchise.
That's very true. But now, they have two more movies, right? Because they're splitting the last one up into two parts, right?
That is correct.
So,
is correct.
How old are they going to be by the end of the last movie?
Well, they're 19 right now, if I'm not mistaken. They're 19. And, like... You know, they're supposed to be 17, 18 when the seventh book ends.
And they kind of look it.
They do.
I mean, Tom Welling, let's just kind of use this as an example. Tom Welling on Smallville was 29 years old when he was playing a 16-year-old kid.
Right.
So, like, these kids obviously aren't 6'4" and, you know, muscled up like Tom Welling, but, like, you know, so I think I don't, the age doesn't bother me, like how old they are in real life to how old they're playing in the characters, because there's really not that much difference between a 21-year-old kid and an 18-year-old kid, 17-year-old kid. You know, unless you're like me, who I looked drastically different when I was 18 to when I was 21, only because I drank so much beer in college. It was just, it was awful.
They did kind of get they did kind of get lucky at who they picked, because they don't look too different. But
no,
Ron,
really don't.
Ron does.
Well, he's just got taller.
And hopefully he doesn't grow like a beard or something, because
no, he'll be all right. But I think, on the topic of Ron, I think Rupert Grint, who plays Ron Weasley.
Oh God!
Other films, and like he's a really talented kid.
I expect a lot more from him after he's done. He's in a new movie called Cherry Bomb, right?
Yes.
And I actually heard he's going to be the second Potter main guy to show some Wang in a movie.
Oh God!
Yeah, it's kind of a British thing, though. I mean, Ewan McGregor was showing Wang and stuff in movies before he was, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi, so.
But it's just kind of weird to see someone that I kind of grew up with, like.
That is true, right.
Just, like, popping out as Wang, you know?
To put it
subtly. I know
subtly.
How you feel. I say that every time I look in the mirror. I know you. I just kind of wanted to say, I actually really, really enjoyed this movie. I became a Harry Potter fan when I saw the first movie back in 2001. And, like, I had never read any of the books. My sister, who was 11 at the time the first book came out, like, she was the exact same age as Harry Potter was in the first book. And, like, she just grew up like Harry did. And, like, she loved him. Her and her friends used to rave about him and stuff. And, like, I finally, like, after seeing the first movie, I was like, oh, this is pretty sweet. There's witches and wizards and magic and, you know, this whole other world that exists kind of clandestine to our real world. I was like, oh, this is right up my alley. This is the kind of crap I enjoy. And so I went back and read the first three books, and they were really, really good as far as, like, how the character developed each year.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I liked about the fifth movie was he culminated everything that he had learned in the previous four films and stories,
yeah.
Like the magic that he had learned, and he was like teaching it to his friends, and I thought that was really awesome. The biggest issue I had with the sixth movie, though, is that it just didn't. It was very anticlimactic,
yeah.
Like towards the end, like,
yeah.
when Snape just reveals the secret, and there's
right.
No build up to the mystery of who it actually was.
Yeah, and
whereas in the book, I didn't finish it, but from where I'm guessing that the speculation on who the Half-Blood Prince was throughout the entire book.
Right, and they made more of a point, like that was the big mystery, that who the Half-Blood Prince was to the core kids, Ron, Hermione, and Harry. You know, was who is this, and we got to find him. It was very similar to like the diary story.
They didn't really look for him, though.
No, it was just like they just kind of started like, didn't you? And they had that conversation like, didn't you ever wonder who the Half-Blood Prince might be? Well, you know, like they almost kind of shrugged it off. And
yeah.
I get what they were trying to do. What Steve Kloves and what David Yates were trying to do was just like not focus on the mysteries part and focus more on the fact that like. You know, evolving the characters and who they are, and focus more on, I think, what they thought would be more identifiable to the audience, which is all the love and the pain and the growing up part of these kids, which I thought was the best part of the movie. The double entendres of, like, you know, the humor of these kids who we've seen grown up and through these movies and just growing up even more. And, like, I thought it was great, and I thought Jim Broadbent, hands down, is one of the best added characters as Slughorn since Kenneth Branagh as Lockhart.
Black.
Yeah,
I don't know. I really like Lockhart, Gilderoy Lockhart, and Kenneth Branagh. That really he stuck with me. I thought
yeah.
He was great.
It has to be Sirius Black as Gary Oldman.
Yeah, I mean, I think each year that kind of revolving
they
door of the
Yeah.
Or the guy that plays Lupin.
Yeah, I mean, they were all good. I mean, I think all the added Defense Against the Dark Arts teachers, they did a really good job catching. I mean, even Doris Umbridge in the fifth movie, like, she pissed me off throughout the whole film because I was like, oh, this evil biatch, you know? And like, but she was really good. That actress was really, really good because she did exactly what she was supposed to do, which was piss me off. So I think, and I have a theory, why Snape and that whole thing at the end was so anticlimactic about him being the Half-Blood Prince, and that was, I think, because of what you're going to find out about Snape in the seventh story, I guess, because, like I said, I didn't read the seventh book, but I know what happened because I flipped to the end, and I read Wikipedia, but I think that is going to be more of the climax with his character as opposed to this one. Because if you really go back and watch the first five films, like, you really just kind of sit, if you haven't read any books, you're really kind of like, you know, Snape's a bad dude. He's always been a bad dude, you know? And so I think it's just more of like, oh, it's confirmed that he is a bad guy. And
yeah,
I think that's maybe what
he also has that kind of like, he's bad, but he'll help Harry. And I kind of thought, I didn't read the book, so I kind of thought when he went up there and he said, like,
I mean, I could tell
quiet.
You why he does that. Right. And I think when you see the seventh movie and you figure out what's really going on with Snape and his motives and things like that, like, it's just going to absolutely blow your mind. But, like, I think just the biggest thing about the sixth movie is a lot like Empire Strikes Back. I think it's one of those that people will love more and more every time they see it. But, like, it's just not one of those movies that has a lot of action. It's just nothing bodes well for the heroes. Nothing good really happens, and it's more of a character tale. And I think that's maybe why I enjoyed it. It was a little bit more mature, I guess. I don't know.
I've liked Snape's character. I think.
Yeah. Oh,
Alan Rickman.
Awesome.
Yeah. No. Definitely.
He does a great job.
Yeah.
But my favorite moment from the entire series by him was in Azkaban when he's the interim Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher.
Yeah.
And he's making him do an essay about werewolves when Lupin is a werewolf.
Yeah.
That was just a great part. And also, I'd like to throw in that Tom Felton as Draco Malfoy did a very good job.
Yeah, he was good. He had a lot more to do.
I did not expect him to be that good of an actor. Because we haven't really seen much of Draco. Like, all he gets is, like, two scenes each movie. But
and he's kind of the butt of the joke most of the time. Like, you know, oh, Draco. You know?
He hasn't had a big role since Half-Blood, since Chamber of Secrets, right?
Yeah, I think that one, and even the first movie, he kind of had a bigger role because he was doing more of antagonizing Harry and stuff. But, like, as the stories have matured on, like, he's kind of just, you know, he's the same guy in every movie. Like, you know, he'll have his quip, he'll make his fun, and then he'll either get smacked by Hermione or something crazy.
Actually, he got punched in the face by Hermione.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. She's a total babe. Anyway.
I did it.
Oh, wow. You heard it here first, folks.
That's the one character you wouldn't mind if they showed you more than
why is it all character. The dudes are getting naked in like other movies? Why can't she?
What is it with the trend in comedies that they have to show penis now?
The penis? Well, it's kind of like the cowbell now, you know? Remember the cowbell was always was like a big joke? Like, I think the penis is now just like that trend. Like, you know, next year it'll be like a, I don't know.
We'll need to get Snatch
or something. Observant Report, I was watching that movie and I was thinking it was almost over. I'm like,
oh yeah,
yes, a comedy with no penis in it.
Yeah, I don't underestimate Seth Rogen.
And then right there at the end, they're sitting down at the coffee table. Oh God!
Like, you didn't see that coming, really?
I did not see it coming.
You get what I mean?
Oh
wow.
Yeah, no,
okay.
I didn't mean it like that at all. But anyways,
speaking of double entendres,
not on purpose.
Let's move on to Comic-Con.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going. David is for Movie Battle. Make sure you check us out. We'll have a link on the sidebar. And then, Kevin, I think you...
Yes, fusefilm.com will be present live and large in Comic-Con from July 22nd to July 26th. It's our first year covering I'm going to safely say the largest geek fest on the planet. And
I think you can get away with that.
I think I'm okay with that. I feel comfortable with that. And like, so it is FuseFilm's first time being there. If you go to our website on the sidebar, we have a nice badge up at the top promoting coverage. You click that and it'll get everything that we're writing about, talking about, doing and stuff on Comic-Con. And hopefully we'll keep that updated, and we're going to have video blogs and hopefully featuring David. Or is it Dan or David? Which one's
David
going?
David is going. Dan.
Yeah,
hopefully
Dan
featuring...
is the douche from the last podcast.
Gotcha.
I don't even know who that is.
Wow. Yeah, but yeah, hopefully I can get David on some video blogs and some other websites on there and just have a blast. We're really excited about it. So I've got three or four writers. Do what?
It should be fun.
Should be awesome.
So make sure you check out MovieRattle.com and FuseFilm.com for the latest Comic-Con news this year. What are you guys looking forward to most at Comic-Con?
Iron Man 2 and Avatar.
Yeah, I think those are probably the two biggest ones I'm looking forward to. But actually,
also New Moon.
You stole my thunder, Matt. I was actually like, I hate to admit this, but New Moon is something I'm actually looking forward to because I kind of have a crush on Kristen Stewart. And besides that, like, it's kind of the Harry Potter thing. Like, I never read any of these books, these Twilight books. And
you don't want to.
I probably never will, but like, there was something about the Twilight movie that I just liked, and I can't tell you what it is, but I just enjoy it. Maybe it is Kristen
it's
Stewart.
It's low budget quality.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
In the baseball scene.
Yeah, we all.
Instead of an actual baseball, they used a glass Christmas ornament and CGI'd the baseball in there.
Really interesting.
Yeah. That's just sad.
They didn't do it good. There were like three or four frames without it, without the CGI.
But I mean, I really enjoyed Twilight, and so I'm kind of looking forward to New Moon and like what's going to be different about it, and so I'm kind of excited about that. But I'm also really excited about it because I get to actually interview some of these guys, and hopefully that'll be really cool. Is the Boondock Saints 2 panel? I can't tell you how super pumped I am about the Boondock Saints 2 panel.
Didn't you get to have a phone call conversation with?
I did. I had a phone interview with Clifton Collins Jr., who will be joining the cast as one of the new Saints, and or as the new Saint, actually the only one. I guess he's kind of replacing Rocco from the first movie. But Boondock Saints, the first film, was one that I absolutely fell in love with. I was working at Blockbuster at the time that movie came out on video, and it was just a madhouse. Like, people loved it, and I was like, "What is this movie?" And like, I think every day in college, my freshman year, I was watching that movie with somebody because it's just such a great cult film, and it's funny, it's action packed, and it's actually a story. So I'm very curious to see what he does for the second one.
Is the second one going straight to DVD?
No. I want to say it's getting a theatrical release.
Because I know the first one went directly.
That one got a very limited release. I want to say it was released in New York and Boston.
Oh.
Maybe L.A. And, like, for a day. I want to say, like, seriously, it was like a weekend. And then it went off, and then it made all of its money on DVD. And, then it was re-released by, I want to say, Fox. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, they gave it a limited theatrical run. And I think they're doing that with the Fathom events at the theaters. Like, they'll run special showings of it every now and then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, for Boondock Saints 2 or the first one?
Oh, for the first one.
Oh, yeah. I'm assuming the second one is going to get a national release. I would hope it does, but we haven't heard anything. Nothing's really come out on...
They'll probably give us some info at Comic-Con.
Just a quick thing. Only the first movie, only 5 screens for a theatrical release, but then it was really re-released in 2006.
On how many screens?
I don't know. Wikipedia doesn't tell me that much.
But does it really tell us anything at all, Nick?
You know, the references do.
Yeah, actually, that's what I pay attention to the most, because, you know, the rest of that crap could be fake for all I know.
But I don't like putting down Wikipedia. because they get it checked and everything. It's not like it's just run by...
Oh, I agreed. Like, somebody criticized me the other day, like, you read Wikipedia too much. I'm like, you know why? Because A, it's free, and B, it's generally 95% right.
More than
is...
that.
Of course, when it is wrong, it can screw you over, because...
I've never seen it be wrong and not be obvious.
On That's Wikipedia, good. One time I read Jeff Hardy OD'd in his hotel room.
Now, there you go. I've never read it be wrong and not be obvious.
Well, I thought it was completely real.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they say something about Jeff Goldblum died in a...
Yeah, he fell off.
That wasn't Wikipedia. That was another website and Twitter.
Of course, now they're saying that Bam Margera OD'd.
That's what I heard, yeah. But I don't know if that's true.
Are you serious? Really, Bam?
Yeah, Bam. OD'd.
Shut up.
It doesn't mean it's true, guys. Don't.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy.
But it is coming from TMZ, who reported Michael Jackson.
That's true. Yeah.
Hey, say what you want about TMZ. I learned not to underestimate them because they pay good money for that.
They are usually right.
Yeah.
People.
Wow. Bam or what is with these damn celebrities dropping like flies?
He's
like,
not
I'm going
dead
to...
yet.
I'm not going to tell you, but I want everyone to know Billy Mays was the biggest upset for me.
Oh, hands down. Billy Mays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's trending right now, too.
I cried like a little bitch.
Anyways.
But you know what, though? Billy Mays, I spoke to him not so long. No, I'm just kidding. But he said, hey, we're giving off 1, 2, not 3, but 4 entrances into heaven. Just call this number right now. I'm just kidding.
Hi, Billy Mays here with another fantastic product.
It's called Soul from God.
Are you down?
Oh, we're going to hell.
We should probably stop. I'm just going to make a really bad joke. Anyways.
Turns out...
Go ahead.
A low age of
$49.99. Yeah. He was 51 almost.
But, you know, real quick, though, back to the Comic-Con thing, like, there's just a few other little things I'm looking forward to. It's just being with people like the geeks and people that read our site and just, you know, being in that whole atmosphere. I mean, I'm just – the whole atmosphere part I'm really excited about. And actually, the last thing, Stargate Universe. I'm so pumped about Stargate Universe and just to see what they have to show and meet the cast and crew and things like that. So I'm really excited about that.
Are you going to go see Kevin Smith?
I'm going to try. I mean, there's so much going on, and I'm worried that, like, lines and stuff are going to be, it's just going to be over-excessive. But if I can't make it there, I'm going to definitely have one of my writers go and cover it. So hopefully we'll write something on it.
You're not going to get into Hall H because of the Twilight people until after they clear out to miss out on Tron and everything. And I think Kevin is talking on Saturday night. So you should be able to hit good.
It's also Peter Jackson's first Comic-Con.
Yeah, and Peter Jackson is doing a Visionaries panel with Jammerin, sponsored by Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, they're doing...
Yeah, I heard about that.
Because Peter Jackson pledged to make all of his films in 3D after Cameron showed him the technology, right?
I believe so.
That's what I heard.
You know, I should probably bring this up. Well, at Comic-Con 2012 is, quote, picking ambassadors. But I just got this interesting email, and I think I'm not going to read the email, but I'm just going to tell you the gist of it. The email, obviously part of a viral campaign, don't think it's real, is looking, the Institute for Human Continuity is looking for a post-2012 world leader. And they just emailed me, and I'm guessing everybody else who has the email thing going. So I think
Nine
that's cool.
Also doing some.
Yeah, Nine is
Nine
also.
Nine is also.
You got.
Zombieland.
Yeah.
They're doing
Zombieland's actually doing a zombie walk. In fact, I just got an email about it today or a couple of days ago, and they're doing a huge zombie walk and people can get their faces. Painted and by special effects makeup artists and look like zombies, and they're going to do this big zombie walk and stuff like
Reminds
that.
Reminds me of last year when they did or 2 years ago when they did the Dark Knight.
Yeah, the Joker thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, cool.
I'm really like those are other things that I'm really excited about seeing. Like you know, oh, and Olivia Munn. I just wanted to throw her out there. Like, I'm really super excited about being in the same room as her.
Dear God, she is awesome.
Can we just take a moment and like just
a moment of silence for Olivia Munn?
I think Matt might need sing in for Matt might need a few minutes here.
32 seconds.
I can't believe Matt's promoting Burger King here on his avatar on Skype.
I'm promoting Richard Nixon. I don't know if you.
Because I work for, my day job, Matt, I work for a Wendy's franchise, so I just can't accept that.
Oh.
Hey, I just went to Sonic today. So, brand new.
Really? I like Sonic a lot.
Did you get chronic diarrhea, too?
No, listen, brand new, grand opening, got my stuff for free. They just said, no, we're not accepting your money. And I said, I'll be back tomorrow, and I expect the same. So, Sonic. Yeah, I gotta give him a plug.
Yeah.
That's open till
here on Movie Bible, we plug all fast food agencies. Burger King, Wendy's, Sonic.
And Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon.
He is a fast food restaurant. Anyways.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, what?
Think you can do me a favor up at Comic-Con?
Yeah, since what?
David won't probably do it. You think he can pick me up some exclusives or something?
I'll see what I can do. Yeah.
Yeah, if you can find any exclusives like the Transformers or maybe some Mighty Mugs, I can hit you with the shipping and handling and cover the cost and everything.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do, man. I'm hoping that they'll like give us that stuff free.
You know,
let me just say, Matt,
this is the perfect time to ask.
Yes.
Now, hold on. Let's stop the podcast. Kevin, I've got a question.
Uh-huh.
What is your favorite TV show? Wait,
TV show?
Yeah, ever.
Oh, wow.
Tough question.
You know, right now, stiff competition between Buffy,
mm-hmm.
the complete series,
mm-hmm.
and Stargate SG-1. That's pretty much it.
I don't think
The Simpsons.
And Futurama's definitely a close, like, in close competition.
I don't think I have a favorite TV show.
But that's tough, man, because I'm kind of like...
So wait, why did we have to stop the podcast?
Because, you know, Matt wanted to go off and just... We're not talking about the podcast anymore. We're done.
Oh.
No, we're not done.
When did we stop
recording? Matt, we're not done. We're still going.
He's kidding, dude. Just kidding.
No, actually, Matt, we're gonna have to
pay attention.
Jeez.
Okay, let's get back in.
Yeah, definitely. Have you guys seen Paul Giamatti's Cold Souls website thing?
Nope.
The Soul Storage Company.com. It's actually quite cool. You can register your soul, and then you can take someone else's soul for yourself. Whatever you're looking for, you can get it from a certain state. Their occupation, for instance, if you wanted to be a writer, you could be a writer now because you can take their soul. So that's for
this
an independent
movie.
Is
this the movie where Paul Giamatti plays himself?
Yeah, it's an independent movie, and Paul Giamatti plays Paul Giamatti in Cold Souls. So I think that looks
you,
it is.
You know,
cool.
I just had an idea, guys, that I'm going to run by you after we're done doing the show, because I it's just a thought I had. So
I'd like to hear it. Now I'm anticipating. We should finish up the show fast.
Yeah, remind me so that I can ask, ask what I was going to say. Anyway,
just
go
like
ahead.
Write down the Skype chat box.
I got it. I wrote it down.
I can. I'm sitting at my recliner, and I don't want to have to grab my keyboard.
Don't worry. I wrote it down. We're good.
Good. Okay.
Hey, have you guys watched the Funny People Randy documentary? Funny or Die? If you haven't, so I don't know where we're going with that.
I have.
You have watched it? Do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
I know they've been pretty... The Funny People viral has been pretty funny. Except for the first part. The teacher.
Oh. Ooh, I got some viral news for you guys. It's not substantially viral, but like... Disney's A Christmas Carol is doing a train tour across the United States to help promote the movie.
That's pretty cool.
So it's Trick or Treat. They're going on a tour.
Yeah, they're doing that, and like they're actually like the Disney's A Christmas Carol is actually coming to Memphis August 4th, and they're gonna. It's funny because my office is right where Main Street Station is, where they're gonna kick it off, and so I'll be down there taking some pictures and write a little piece about it on the website. But yeah, that's something they're doing. I think is really.
You have a schedule for this?
I do. I can email it to you. I don't have it. They sent me a. All
right, or you can just text it to me on my iPhone.
Yeah, I can do that. Where do you live again, Matt?
Macon, but I can probably hit up Atlanta.
I'm sure they're going to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going everywhere from Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Albuquerque, Baltimore.
Okay, if they go to Baltimore and they don't go to Atlanta.
Yeah, they're going to Atlanta, GA. I'm looking at it right here. October 6th, they'll be in Atlanta.
Aww.
At the Southeastern Railway Museum.
Aww. I'm going to be... Wait, I might be able to make that, because I'm going to be at U2 that night.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, Albany, in case you live close to there.
Hey, Albany, I can check that out. I don't know, would it be worth the ride? It's a hard choice.
I'll take the train.
Yeah, it's true.
They're giving away, like, all kinds of crap, too, like Radio Disney, and
right.
They're giving away Touch Smart PCs. And
oh, I might go up there, then. Free stuff.
I say giving away. You have a chance to win.
Yeah, no, I know. Free computers for everyone! I'm a sucker for free stuff.
We're not recording, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh.
Matt, did you understand that we were kidding?
Oh, no, I can't hear anything, because, like, I've got some crazy feedback going on right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no, we're still recording, but we can always cut things out.
All right, here's what's going on here. You guys want me to read this real quick? For May 22nd and November 1st, Disney's A Christmas Carol has their train tour sponsored by Hewlett-Packard, HP. See a sneak peek of the film in our state-of-the-art digital 3D theater. Experience a behind-the-scenes look at the making of the movie. See original artifacts from the Charles Dickens Museum in London, England. Morph your face into characters from the movie using an HP TouchSmart PC. See concept art models, costumes, and maquettes. Plus, there's going to be carolers, fake snow, and much, much more.
That's pretty
fun
cool,
for the whole family.
Yeah, that's actually pretty
fake
cool.
Fake snow.
So I'm actually looking really forward to that.
I've never seen snow in my entire life.
That's
Are you
sad.
Serious?
That's sad.
I've never seen snow.
Have you ever watched like a video with snow on it?
What?
Have you ever seen like a video with snow?
Yes, I've seen a video with
snow. So you've
snow,
seen
but
snow.
I've never seen snow.
No, you haven't experienced snow.
Exactly, Nick.
Go buy some ice, yeah. Shred it up, and throw it on yourself.
Real
Trust
snow.
Me, dude. Snow is way overrated, bro. I mean,
you know,
way
at first you're always like, oh, it's snowing again, yeah! And then you're like, oh, no, why was I happy?
It's great here in Memphis when it snows because the whole city shuts down for like 2 inches, but then when I lived in St. Louis for 4 years and it snowed like a foot, I still had to walk my ass to class, I was like, this is stupid. Like, snow sucks.
Yeah, that is true.
And I'm sure you get enough snow over there in New York to last you.
Yeah. Luckily, I don't live in Buffalo, because they get lake effect snow. Anyways, that's your snow portion on MovieViral.com ViralCast. The latest weather news. So, anything else we need to talk about?
I'm pretty much good.
We could discuss
always leave it to Matt.
Scarlett Johansson as the Black Widow.
You could do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. She's hot. And in black leather. And that's all.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm kind of down with that whole consensus of black leather, red hair, and accent. I mean, she should be fine. I had some complaints because I much rather would have seen Emily Blunt. But I think that... I think she'll be fine, so.
Okay. So is that, I guess that's good? Are we good?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I've got some film news if you want me to throw some out there.
I mean, if anything big, go ahead.
Oh, there's
well,
one
DC,
big thing
DC
that's...
Comics, oh. DC Comics updated their movie adaptations today, kind of talking a little bit about the status of Superman, The Flash, Wonder Woman, and a bunch of other projects that we've already heard about, like The Losers and...
Now, wasn't there some sort of rumor that Superman was going to go to Marvel?
I don't know. DC might lose the rights to Superman.
Yeah, that's what I.
No, actually, they didn't. They didn't. They won that. They won the rights from the Schuster family.
Yeah. What was that? What was that all about? Like, how did they not have rights?
You know, I'm not quite sure.
I think it's similar to the Bill Kane or Bob Kane and Bill Finger situation with Batman.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I heard that. So.
It's really I have some articles on it. I'll forward it to you guys on an email or something. But anyway, so they updated the Flash. That's still in development. Don Mazzio, who wrote the really awesome Johnny Quest script that apparently is floating around Hollywood, he wrote that script. He's writing the Flash with Jeff Johns consulting. Then there's an Aquaman and Adam Strange project set up with Warner Brothers, DC, and Leonardo DiCaprio's Appelin Way production company. You know, we know about the Green Lantern, obviously, and Ryan Reynolds. Right.
Amazing script.
That's what I heard. I have it.
We've read it, me and Kevy.
Literally, and you know, that's draft one. They've already turned in a second draft, so we don't know how much has changed from what we've read. But what we've read, Matt, I think it's a fantastic script. I just have to tell people it's Iron Man meets Star Trek, and no joke.
To me, it reminds me more of the first Spider-Man movie.
It's got a little bit of that in there, too. I think there's a little bit of that humor, like when he first starts discovering what's going on with this ring and stuff like that. But, I mean, I think Ryan Reynolds is perfect. I think he's going to do a great job based on the way the character's designed. So
I have one gripe with it.
What's that?
With Ryan Reynolds playing Green Lantern, Fox is probably going to shit can Deadpool.
I don't think they will. I think Deadpool is a movie that they'll just, like, the budget just isn't going to be there anyway for it. And, like, I think
It would.
And, like, I mean, but Deadpool's just not a mainstream character. Like, he's somebody that the fans really enjoy, and he's somebody that the studio was hoping would be successful enough to make a movie out of because Ryan Reynolds is a popular actor. Like, women and men are going to go see Ryan Reynolds because he's just a, you know,
Deadpool is the number one most subscribed to comic.
Really?
Yes.
But see, that's comic book readers, though.
Yeah,
like,
but the comic book readers are the main audience.
You know, I've never read Wolverine.
I disagree with that because, like, I think that, like, a lot of people just enjoy comic book movies but don't read the comic books. I don't think my dad's read a comic book in his life, but he loves Spider-Man and Batman and Superman and all that crap, like, in movies. But so I think that.
Could you say the same thing about Iron Man?
Yeah.
There was a lot of people who didn't read Iron Man but went and saw the movie because they thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's all you need with Deadpool. You need.
Well, I'm not disagreeing at that point. I'm just saying, like, I just don't think it's going to have a big budget. And I think that, like.
It doesn't
I think
need a big budget.
And that's not really a big name. Like, Iron Man, everyone knows. They might not know
not,
his
no,
story.
They did
but,
not know.
No, they,
people
they've
did
heard
not
of
know
him.
Iron
never,
Man what the movie.
Yes, I've heard of Iron Man before. I've never read any of the comics. You know him, but you don't necessarily know the story. You know the name.
The thing is, you don't big budget for Deadpool. It's not like an outlandishly action pick like Iron Man. You know, he's not flying around. He doesn't rely on, like, super advanced
swords
and stuff. Like, I think it's going to be more of like a, like, Deadpool's going to be more of like a ninja flick, you know? I don't want to say it's going to be Legend of Chun-Li or anything like that. I hope not. I mean, it's going to have about the same as Wolverine, and Wolverine really didn't have that big a budget. So, like, compared to the previous X-Men films, I'm just saying Green Lantern is a huge. I mean, that movie is going to be super huge. I mean, the budget's probably going to be like $250, maybe more, maybe a little less. I mean, that movie is going to be super huge. And Ryan Reynolds was stupid not to take the part.
I think Ryan Reynolds would actually make a better Flash.
Oh, yeah. I mean, depending on which Flash they go with, though. But
Wally West.
I have a feeling they're not going to go with Wally West. I think they're going to kind of do the Jay Garrick and kind of evolve into Wally. They'll probably have they've said from the get-go that they were going to do two Flashes in the movie, and you know, I'd like for them to at least start with the original Jay Garrick.
John Stewart? I think they might. I heard a rumor that they're going to try to incorporate John Stewart.
That might have been one of the rewrites they did.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure. The biggest concern I have with isn't even Reynolds. It's the mask. How is that mask going to look like on his face? Like, if it looks like some of these fan arts that we've seen, like, I just think that it almost
won't
looks
look right. Goofy. It won't
like,
look right.
You know, the only thing we've seen in Hollywood to date that has had something very similar has been Robin's mask in Batman and Robin, and then the mask worn by, not Night Owl, but Ozymandias in Watchmen, and they were both very, almost the same type of thing done, and to me, they just looked kind of stupid. So, if how are they going to make the mask work in his favor? I'm hoping it doesn't look goofy, and you know, would they make it contemporary, like a face mask or something? I don't know. I'm very curious to see how they work. I would almost like to see them like CGI, like use CGI and do it that way. But
or maybe they should just drop it all together.
Well, that's what I said. But yeah. The problem is, there's kind of like a really interesting mythos as to why he has to wear the mask. I mean, the whole reason Hal Jordan wears the mask and any of the other lanterns from Earth do is because Earth is not aware of the existence of other aliens and other life outside of the planet, and so it's to hide that fact. So it's kind of cheesy, but like I could totally see them taking it out. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I'm just saying like there's kind of a mythos there that I think would piss a lot of people off.
Yeah,
but,
I think
the only thing.
If you take
the
it,
only
I,
thing
you get a lot of people mad.
Yeah,
the big fans.
But you know what? A lot of people could have gotten mad about the bat suit in the Batman
That's
Begins.
That's
I say take the liberty. Why not? I mean, you know, the idea is you want it to be, you know, owed as much as you can, but you also don't
appealing
want it
to,
look, to be
the
stupid.
General public.
Right, and like so. I would almost say, like, why the hell does he need a mask? You know what? You could explain it in another way. Like, you know, he has that green force field, and maybe it like blurs his face to everybody else when they see him like do something, so they can't really tell.
And
who
even
it
if
is.
You make some people mad, they're still gonna see it. They're not gonna
right.
The mask
right.
is gone. I'm not seeing it. So.
I mean, obviously, critics hated Transformers 2, but like, you know, it still made a crapload
yeah,
of money.
Yeah,
so
money
you should
that.
Have seen the reactions from fans when they changed the design of the Transformers.
Good yeah.
God, that was terrible.
Yeah. But like, you know,
adding
so
on to
I,
the Green Lantern, the only thing that I really, really need from this movie is to cast Hugo Weaving as Sinestro.
Oh, I can't believe we haven't even gotten there yet. I was just about to say the same thing.
Yes.
I think Hugo Weaving has to be Sinestro. He's the only person on the planet that can play him right.
He that I mean, voice.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean he's absolutely perfect, and I, yeah, I'm really excited. It's going to be interesting to see how the movie's going to look. I worry that it could go either way. It could look really, really awesome, like a Star Trek mixed with Iron Man, or it could be like the Fantastic Four and just not be bad. I never thought either of those movies were bad. They just weren't that great, and so it could go either way. I don't know. I'm really excited, though. I mean, Ryan Reynolds, that completely blew me away when they cast him. I really didn't see that one coming.
I would have preferred Nathan Fillion, but...
Yeah, but, you know, reading the script, Matt, you get the feeling that, like, he's too... Like, he would be a little too old. Like,
well, just look at that fan trailer.
Well, I thought the fan trailer was great. Don't get
yeah.
me wrong. I actually would have... You know who I would have wanted? I actually kind of wanted Chris Pine. I thought the character,
good.
The way it's written in the movie, is a lot like the Kirk character in the new Star Trek. And there was a lot of similarities. A lot of similarities.
I'd prefer Bradley Cooper over Chris Pine.
Oh, or Bradley Cooper. We were
Bradley
actually
Bradley Cooper, he can play the perfect douchebag.
Yeah.
And
he'd almost be better as a... I'd actually kind of like to see, and maybe this is what they were doing and not even realizing it, but like maybe they were setting Justin Timberlake and Bradley Cooper up not to audition for Hal Jordan, but
for
maybe
for
Kyle Reiner and Guy Gardner. I'm wondering if that maybe, because I could totally see Justin Timberlake actually, you know, you make Guy Gardner instead of a football coach, he's a basketball coach, that kind of toughy. I could totally see Justin Timberlake doing that. Being
Justin Timberlake, no matter how bad people rag on him, is actually a very good actor.
Yeah. And I could see Bradley Cooper kind of playing that kind of hippie artist Kyle Reiner guy. You know, I could totally see that. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I'm really super excited about Green Lantern, and hopefully we'll get some stuff on that soon. The only other things, I doubt it. I don't think there's going to be anything about them in Comic-Con.
There might be
concept art. Yeah, I could be wrong. The only other things they updated us on today, DC, was Bizarro Superman apparently is being developed and penned by David Howard and Robert Gordon.
Is that a solo Bizarro movie?
I guess so. And then there was a Constantine sequel on the way, which we kind of got wind of back when Wolverine was hitting the circuit because Laura Shuler Donner is one of the producers. And then there's two Green Arrow projects in the works.
Supermax,
and then there's an origin story. So Supermax was actually written by Justin Marks, who
One was going to be directed by Goyer, right?
I believe so, yeah. And then there's a Shazam movie apparently in development with Pete Siegel as the director. So the only thing that they said that they just haven't figured out what they're going to do with, and they haven't. It's just been a roadblock and a puzzle is Wonder Woman and Superman. They just don't know what they're going to do with that. And then they're kind of just waiting for Christopher Nolan to decide whether or not he's going to do a Dark Knight sequel. So
I have one problem with all the films you've mentioned, and it's that they're giving Bizarro his own film, but they can't put him as a villain in the Superman films, which he desperately needs. Superman needs to have a villain that can fight him, not just Lex
Luthor. I agree. I'm tired of the Lex Luthor villain. I mean, if they wanted to have Lex kind of doing a secondary villain thing, like, you know, robbing some banks and whatnot, or, you know, doing something crazy, but in the background, like, that would be fine. But I'm with you. I think they either need Zod back, or they need to bring in Darkseid, or they need to bring in Bizarro, or
Doomsday.
some villain that can match Superman. And really, I mean, Superman, I mean, he's always going to win. I mean, Superman's biggest enemy is time. You know, eventually when the sun decides to not work anymore, and, you know, he's just going to fade away. Or if he decides to move underground, one of the two, I'm not quite sure. But, like, you know... so yeah, very interesting. I almost kind of want DC to do the Mark Miller trilogy of Superman.
I hate Mark Miller. I hate him.
I kind of like
it. I hate him with the burning passion.
You hate everyone, Matt.
No, I hate Mark Miller. I hate Grant Morrison. And I hate Miller now.
You and I can't be friends. Well, with the exception of Frank Miller, I'm not a big fan of his. But, I mean, I like Grant Morrison, and I really like Mark Millar.
Have you read the new Batman Rest in Peace?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh my god. Grant, Mr. Everything I Write Comes True Morrison. He's psycho. Psychopathic, bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
I don't know. I like the risks. I like writers who take risks.
I'm a fan of Mark Miller's work, but I'm not a fan of the way he plays in Hollywood. He's just going to sit down and let a good comic get butt raped.
Which one are you talking about? Wanted or Kick-Ass?
Wanted. Kick-Ass.
Oh, see, I actually liked Wanted, the movie. I never read any of the comics, so I know.
You gotta read the comics.
I actually found out that they were really drastically different.
The only thing that's the same are the two characters' names.
Yeah.
And Kick-Ass looks to be pretty faithful because it's a small independent production.
Well, not to mention Matthew Vaughn's a pretty badass director, so...
Layer cake.
Yeah. Well, and he also did Stardust, if I remember correctly.
He did that movie.
Yeah, which I... Have you seen Stardust? That's a great movie.
I never saw that movie.
Oh my god, that's a great movie. Nick, have you seen Stardust?
I have not.
It looked too much like Narnia to me.
Do y'all have Netflix, or...
I do.
I have the internet.
Matt,
you can't say
Stardust
that on here.
If you need to rent Stardust,
I will
Netflix,
because I do things legally.
Yeah, I don't want to know where you torrented it or whatever, Matt. I stream, bro.
I can't download.
He streams from Netflix, I think, is what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Yes. We don't encourage any kind of illegal activity.
We don't encourage illegal bootlegs,
no.
Downloading,
no file sharing, porn. Anything. What?
So yeah, that was the. But anyway, just that was the big DC update for you guys today.
I had to slip that in there, Matt. Thank you. Yeah. That was I'm not a big comic fan, so that was fun for me.
Educational.
It was very educational. Yeah, I agree. That was definitely. What are you talking about? But yeah. Now, anything else? Because I don't want to. I really don't want to leave anything untouched.
I got nothing.
We covered funny people. We covered Paul Giamatti, Comic-Con. We covered. You obviously can't cover everything in one podcast.
Got Did we DC cover Comics. Non getting.
Oh. What are we?
A free screening.
I don't know if we did mention that. Comic-Con, District 9, free screening. I think you need tickets. It's going to be hard to get into.
Also, and check out Scott's article.
That is true. Scott's article. I like that.
It's
both of them.
It's very good. Both of them.
Yeah.
And I completely agree with him. I never thought I'd
actually,
say that.
I disagree. And why did you what's wrong with Scott? You don't agree with him? But anyways,
I
agree. I
never agree with him.
I agree and disagree because I think it's more than just that. And I don't think that's what they were aiming at for the main theme,
yes.
The main kind of message. But definitely, I think in there you can interpret that movie many different ways. Mm-hmm. I think that's the point of it. But that comes out August 17th.
I hope. And I believe District 9?
Yeah, District 9, August 17th.
That comes out on my birthday, you douchebag, August the 14th.
That's okay, I wasn't sure if August 14th or 17th. It's only the movie I've been following for a year. Don't worry.
Well, I believe in 2 weeks we have the Watchmen Director's Cut coming out on DVD.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they releasing that in a few theaters?
Oh, yeah. They already did that. They're only playing it in 5 theaters.
Oh. Yeah, I heard about that. So, I think that's it. So check out
District Nueve. I'm gonna have to read that from Scott. Definitely.
Yes, District Nueve.
It is a very good article.
I really suggest it.
And then also check out IO9's too. Theirs is good too. And then Scott's first article. But I think that's everything. Is that everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening to ViralCast. Check out FuseFilm.com, Kevin Call. And MovieRowl.com, obviously. And check out our forum, MovieRowl.com/forum.
And follow me on Twitter.
Don't follow Matt on Twitter.
Yes.
Follow me on Twitter, Twitter.com/NicholasButler, Twitter.com/MattPool, and Matt L. Pool.
Matt L. Pool.
Matt L. Pool.
With an E at the end.
With an E, because he doesn't like swimming. And Twitter.com/MovieRowl for Dan Kelsch. I got it right.
And you can follow www.twitter.com/FuseFilm.
And you don't even need the www. That's it.
That's right.
We're done.
Good night.
Good night, America.
Peace out.